Hey guys, it's me. It's Blake here. It's the B from BLT. And I just thought I'd jump on before this episode starts to say, well, first of all, it's a ripper of an episode we have in store for you today. But just a bit of admin off the top. This Saturday, May 18th, it's the Sydney Live Pod. Thanks, Mum. It's our Sydney Live Pod. It's our first birthday, and there's only a couple of tickets left, so let's sell out the venue for our first birthday. You can get your tickets at Blake Pavey or LukeKidgell.com or BlankFaceSucks.com, which I think just redirects to either Blake Pavey or LukeKidgell.com. So maybe just get one of your tickets at Blake Pavey or LukeKidgell.com. I'm going to be shredding my last bit of Macklemore on all of you for probably quite some time at this weekend's event. So you better get in for that. Blankface is going to be blankfacing it up. He's going to be giving us the greatest musical experience of all time. And Luke's going to be shredding with those fingers once again. And that's not just on my gooch. That's on the guitar as well. Get your tickets, Blake Pavey or LukeKidgell.com, Saturday, 18th of May, Carousel Bar. Enjoy the episode.
Bye.
Chapter 1, The Boy Who Lived. Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of Number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal, thank you very much. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious because they just didn't hold with such nonsense. Mr. Dursley was the director of a firm called Grunnings, which made drills. He was a big, beefy man with hardly any neck, although he did have a very large mustache.
Is this how it starts?
Mrs. Dursley was thin and blonde. What?
Wait. Was that not a joke about Bunnings? No, real in the book?
It's called Grunnings.
He works at Grunnings.
That's what it says.
Grunnings Warehouse.
Lewis Price, is it just the beginning? Build a basket to put a baby with a scar in it.
You're a plumber, Harry.
I'm a what?
Actually, Dursley doesn't say that. That's a Hagrid line.
You guys done now?
Did you know Robin Williams pestered the director of Harry Potter before the films were made to be like, hey, I really want to be in Harry Potter. Can I please be Hagrid? And they said no.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they were like, oh, no, we're not having Americans ruin this fucking IP
for
the time being.
I mean, Robin Williams is... He could be like a loopy professor.
Yeah.
Like another teacher of the school.
Would have been an awful Hagrid, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
a Hagrid,
but also
though.
I feel like the charm of Harry Potter is like when those films came out, you didn't really know who any of the other supporting actors were.
No,
really.
McGonagall was famous.
Oh, yeah. A few here and there, like Alan Rickman and that. But like if Robin Williams walked in, I'd be like, oh, that's fucking Patch Adams. Why has he got a wand?
No one that was like overtly like mega Hollywood superstar crazy. Yeah, anyway, Mrs. Dursley was thin and blonde and had nearly twice the usual amount of neck, which came in very useful as she spent so much of her time craning over garden fences, spying on the neighbours. The Dursleys had a small son called Dudley, and in their opinion, there was no finer boy anywhere. The Dursleys had everything they wanted.
Dudley Dursley is such a dirty name for a
Dudley
kid.
Dursley.
They did him real dirty calling him Dudley.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling naming her characters is fucking wild.
Yeah.
She's like Meta AI. She will just stereotype the fuck out of people.
Bad guy, he's a dud.
He's a dud.
Even her Asian characters, it'll be like...
Cho Chang.
Yeah.
That was Harry's love interest. Yeah, true. what do we call the two annoying bad guys? How about Crab and Goyle?
Crab and Goyle?
Anyway.
Someone messaged me on the BLT. She was a BLT listener. She said, I do a really good Dobby. And she was like, I don't know why, but every time I hear Dobby's voice, I think of you.
When have you done, did you do Dobby?
I've never done Dobby. I don't think I've ever attempted a Dobby.
Can you say, okay, so open your phone and pretend there's a sock there and now you're a free elf.
Okay. Right.
Hang on. Yep.
What's the quote? It's,
at Meta AI,
sorry, Blake's just...
Sorry, I'm just trying to get the... Trying to method act.
Harry Potter has given Dobby
The first thing that's come up, I search Dobby, Harry Potter, and it comes up with a Dobby edit set to Riptide by Vance Joy.
And it's actually quite cute. Now, can we just fast forward to you doing the impression?
Yeah, I want to hear the impression, man. Come on.
Mr. Potter, Dobby is a free elf.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if that's Dobby. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, if you had been like, I'm being Dobby, I would have been like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
A little British elf.
Oh, someone's just AI'd Dobby with cum in his mouth.
That's cheese.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you something, Blake.
Yeah.
And you're going to read the parts that say Dobby, and I'm going to read the rest of it, okay?
Are we role-playing on the pod
now? We are. Now, what's happened here is I've just said, Meta AI, give me a script about having cystic fibrosis from the perspective of Dobby from Harry Potter.
All right, let's do it.
So, here's a script from the perspective of Dobby with a twist. Okay, thank you, Meta AI, for the twist. Okay, stage directions. Dobby is sitting on a hospital bed. His elf ears drooping and his eyes sunken.
Wait, is that because the elf or the cystic fibrosis?
Impossible to tell.
Dobby's lungs aren't full.
He's wearing a faded Hogwarts t-shirt and a worn-out pair of socks. He coughs weakly, holding a tissue to his mouth.
Oh, dear friend, Dobby's got a secret. A secret that makes it hard to breathe. Hard to live.
Enter Harry, Ron and Hermione looking concerned. Harry, Dobby, what's going on? You're not looking well.
Cystic fibrosis. Harry Potter, sir, Dobby's got it. A curse it is. Thick mucus clogging Dobby's lungs, making it hard to fight the Dark Lord.
Ron supportively. We're here for you, Dobby. We'll help you fight it. Hermione, we'll find a way to manage it. Dobby, there are treatments and medications.
Oh, dear friend, Dobby's tried, but it's hard, so hard. Dobby's just an elf, wants to be free, free to live, free to fight.
We'll be with you, Dobby, every step of the way. You're not alone.
Is that your Harry?
That was like an amalgamation of the three.
Dobby smiles weakly, his eyes shining with gratitude.
Thanks, Harry Potter. Thanks, friends. Dobby's not alone.
Coughs again and the scene fades to black. I hope this script captures
the... What's the twist?
I hope this script captures the perspective of Dobby living with cystic fibrosis.
Dobby is a sick cunt.
That was so funny. That is so funny. The way that it just paints him looking like a corpse. And how it fucking describes CF as like a... It's like a curse.
Draco's dad put it on him.
Yeah. Wait, so when are you going to start doing the Dobby impression?
Yeah, that wasn't Dobby, was it? I can't even remember what Dobby sounds like.
No, that was pretty good, man. I think just run with that.
Just felt like we got an insight into your childhood being visited in the hospital.
Oh, no, I didn't get visited in the hospital.
Oh my god, that is so funny, man! He's still trying to listen.
I got the voice.
You did. I think it was pretty close.
Hey,
the Harry Potter fans will appreciate it, regardless.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Thank
pretty
you.
Good. Speaking of,
you do.
No, you please. You go.
I want to. What's up? I want to do a little confession.
Oh, you want to confess?
Yeah, or maybe I could spin this into a science. No, that's a confession.
It's a confession. All right, Dave Grohl, make it.
Have you ever done such a horrific fart that you've woken someone up?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Blake probably.
No, Zoe, if Zoe ever breaks her phone, the alarm feature is not needed anyway. last night I was heading to bed. I'd gone to bed maybe an hour after Meg had, so she was already fully asleep, like knocked out.
Okay, yep.
Get into bed, blah, blah, blah. Laying there. Oh, whatever happened. I don't know. Just you know when like you get into bed and I was like, oh, this needs to come out, otherwise I'm not going to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, it came out and I realized very quickly, like, this isn't any old rodeo.
Oh, no.
Like, this is not a Dutch oven. This is like a 1940s German oven. Like, this is like death under the doona.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd done a little Auschwitz. I'd done a little Schwitz under the And I look across and Meg's like completely asleep and I saw it happening before it happened. Her nose starts twitching.
Oh, no. So she picked it up.
And then it's like she's completely unconscious. And then 20 seconds later, she just starts coughing.
Oh, like in her sleep. It's like, dude.
She goes going.
That's.
And she wakes up and goes, what the fuck is that?
That is from the sheer volume and size of the fecal matter in the air.
Oh, dude, I've never catching laughed in her throat so hard. There. I was
dude,
just dying laughing.
What did you
I've
for
never
dinner? What's the deal, man?
Ravioli at Jack's, so blame him.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man, it was. I've never laughed so hard. I didn't know that was possible. Like, cause, and then I Googled why. I was like, can you wake up from a smell? And then it said, like, yeah, if your body perceives that there's a threat nearby. It will like wake itself up. It's like a caveman instinct. Like if you smell yeah. like burning or.
Oh my God.
So she perceived yeah. a toxic threat and she was correct.
Meg's eyebrows were starting to leave her forehead and she yeah. was like, fuck, gotta wake up and catch him.
And then like she was going back to sleep and like we're silent for about 5 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, like we both had a laugh. And then she just like goes, after 5 minutes of silence, she's like, you can never leave me now.
What?
She's like, because now, like, you've done that to me. Like, I will tell everyone. I was like, dude, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, that's some sort of thing. No, please. Please.
I was like,
don't
I only let it rip because we had nothing to talk about on the pod. Yeah, I was like, this something. Could lead to something great.
Dude, that's crazy that you and, you know, I commend and admire that you and Meg are there in your relationship.
You're not there yet?
Mia just moved in. Mia's just come down. She's yeah. here.
How's that going?
It's going yeah. amazing. It actually could not be going better. It's fantastic. It's so yeah. awesome. But we're not in that place yet where we're just riffing farts.
Dude, this wasn't a fart. It was something else.
Well, we're not unleashing demons from within
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it felt like something that in a horror movie like should have like a – it should be in a box with a lock on it.
Yeah, we're not releasing – there's no releasing of Pandora's sphincter at my house yet.
Yeah.
So – no, we're not there yet. The one that's been really hard for me because I didn't think it was weird, but Mia finds it very weird. And look, to each their own.
Your dick's not that small, is it?
Nah, nothing
a little bit of fun. I'm just poking fun at
nothing
brain,
weird
guys.
About nothing weird about that. Thank you. 3 inches is perfectly normal. Okay. No, the thing that I think is weird is, and I don't do it even when she's in there, but I think that peeing in the shower is just like who cares.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pee in the shower.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Mia's like, that is disgusting. The shower is not a substitute for the toilet. I'm saying, no, I agree with you. It's not a substitute for the toilet. But if I'm in the shower.
But it is a healthy coincidence.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
what I always say. I'm never going in there to do it. I don't save up a pee for
no.
it.
No.
No.
But if I'm in there and I go, oh, I didn't even realize I needed to pee.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm in the bath, unplug the drain, take a shit. I'm like, fucking hell, am I 16 Ks in? Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
God. No, for example.
I'm not actually sure there where the lines blur between joke and you being serious. And yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
No, we don't even shut the bath.
Yes.
Only the shit.
I think we have a way higher tolerance for gross stuff.
Mm.
And us particularly, but then also maybe if you zoom out, males perhaps.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably. I don't know why that is.
But I've said to her, I'm like,
lower
you know,
standards for like our
maybe,
hygiene.
Maybe. Yeah. And I've said to her, like, no need to be embarrassed with it. I think go for it, pee wherever you want. And she goes, nah, I can't even do it. It's just gross.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, it's all gone down the same drain. It's like, it is a bit wrong. It feels like when you pour milk down the sink, it feels wrong, but you do it anyway.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Has Meg ever shit in her pants in bed with you?
No.
Okay.
Or like, or done like, I mean,
not like shit at pants, but you know what I mean? Like,
nothing that bad, nothing to that scale that okay. I was struggling to like comprehend what I'd just done.
Is it one of those ones that kind of hurts low key when it comes out?
No, it was felt amazing. Oh, it was quite the opposite.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And we have separate doonas as well. So it was so bad, like it escaped my doona. And
you have separate doonas? That's such
we
a good
sleep
idea.
With separate doonas. It's the best thing I've ever
that's
done.
That's genius.
I would, yeah, I've brought that up to Zoe. I was like, God, it looks so good.
Well, it wasn't to do with like the us fidgeting. It was actually a temperature thing.
What do you mean?
She wants a really thick, heavy, warm doona. Hmm. And during the winter, I'll sleep with like what over the counter is considered a summer doona cover.
So what do you sleep with in the summer?
Sometimes she'll just rip a sheet. Like if it's really hot, I'm a hot sleeper.
Yeah, I get
I'm a hot sleeper too. I can't run a sheet, but I'm a doona 24/7. That would the double doona. That's a great call.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you cocoon it when you go to bed?
Do you put it over your ears?
No,
I do.
You put the doona over your ears?
No, like I just want it like over my ear, like because then I feel like my
you protect
my that it's a it's
from
a
the
little
demons.
Yeah.
Oh, it can't get out and get me.
Oh fuck! Look, he's got the ears covered. Can't whisper shit into his ears.
Yeah,
right.
Like I'm good from the boogeyman, but also, it feels like it's like a temperature. It's like all my ears are even to the rest of my body.
Mm.
That
whereas
is
my
fucking
ears are
so weird.
Because like, but then I don't have a problem with my top of my head for some reason.
Yeah, that's
because that's where the most heat,
where the heat
gets.
See,
escapes,
I need when I cover myself, I need like shoulders down to like dick. Covered, yep. Rest of my legs out, and then head and
yeah,
all of that out.
But during, if I'm hot, I'll crack. Do you crack it with your knee? You like crack a hole?
No.
Like I'll leave
not
a gap between like the doona and the bed, so like a stream of air can like flow in and out.
Mm.
Like if I've got hot nuts.
No, my doona does not have ducted heating
like
built into
the airways. Like a 1950s baseball concierge guy. Hot nuts. Get your hot nuts.
Get your nuts. No, I was talking cocoon. What I do is I put the doona on.
What? That's just so neat.
Spot on though. I put the doona on, then I put my legs straight and lift them up in the air and then wrap the bottom underneath my feet and then kind of swedge the sides in so I'm like wrapped in like a big blanket doona thing. And then sometimes I'll just pop a leg out of that if I'm getting a bit warm.
This is why I think podcasts are seemingly the worst thing this ever happened to mankind, but also so important because
I'm learning things about my fellas.
Yeah, I think everyone does stuff by themselves that they just go, oh, this is normal and I do this, but have actually no idea if other people do the same things every day.
Yeah. Mm. It reminds me of one time we were having a conversation at dinner with my brothers and my brother Nathan had like a revelation that not everyone wipes themselves like he wipes.
Like from, oh, well, that's a common thing of like fold or scrunch up, but
no,
there's
also
a discussion of front
to
back or
back to front.
That's
what it was. It was like the direction of it. And I understand that, like, you know, you do you, whatever's comfortable for you, go from the front, go from the back, whatever. But he was like mind boggled that there was an alternative. Do you know what I mean?
Hang on. What's this wipe shit we're talking about?
Do you wipe starting from the back and through your legs, like, and then out to the front, like pulling up towards your gooch and balls?
You guys wipe?
Okay, well,
no, what do you lean your butt up and then wipe from your gooch and then back up to your back?
Yes, I do that.
Yes, that's how most people do it. I think.
How do you do it?
Do you wipe? I go to the balls. Yeah.
Yeah, but shit gets on your nuts.
It doesn't. It actually has never ever happened.
So you wipe between while sitting. You like lift your leg up and wipe between.
I lift the junk and I. And I'm going through the
So one hand you're holding your balls, and the other hand you're holding the paper.
No. The balls are resting. I lift the junk and place them on my wrist, sort of direction.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just ride it through, and I'm just there scooping. You know,
yeah. Right.
Scooping
scooping.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
No, I'd just be too scared of. Yeah, poo getting on the nuts in any form.
Absolutely no risk.
You wouldn't want a 1950s baseball concierge to go chocolate nuts. Nuts, I got chocolate. Nutella nuts.
Get your chalky nuts. Chocolate dip nuts.
We're not selling them after the fourth inning. It's good stuff.
But no, I think this is what I think most people would do. And, okay. And by most, I mean out of the four options. I reckon 35%. No, because there's four combinations. It's like scrunch, fold,
from the front.
And then
Yep.
Front to back. And then you can have different combinations of those.
Yeah.
Right. I think most people are folding with the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well, I'm folding from the front, but I'm a big time folder.
I don't even really get what people mean by scrunch.
No, they
because you shouldn't be balling up the paper before it hits your ass.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
What?
They grab it like three things and just go, and then just fucking, which is so.
But it comes in sheets for a reason.
That's right. Yeah, and you just fold them up. Yeah, I agree. It's fucking madness.
I used to do that as a kid when I was a fucking animal, so like 6 months ago. But yeah, I'm a common folder now. Yeah.
I feel like the scrunch, there's no way that cleans you fully.
No, definitely not.
And I've been told this by a few people I've discussed this with over time.
Yeah.
I think I wipe too much and I'm too aggressive with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like real conscious of like the thought of walking around with the dirty hole.
Yeah. See, a lot of people will, I'm with you. A lot of people will wipe till there's no more poo, but I wipe till it's red.
Yes. I will wipe till the sheet is completely white, which is why I thought the sheet was white. Or is that just the color of paper? It's
the sheet was, what do you mean? You thought the sheet was
like,
white?
Like, I thought the toilet paper was white. Like, in my head, it's white, so you can see if, like, there's any left.
Oh, no, yeah. I thought what you meant was that you were wiping so hard that it was now taking off your skin color, which is white, onto the toilet paper.
No, I'm not.
I was like, damn, that's not how that works, dude.
Nah. But then I hear stories of people or like in conversation or even jokes or things in the world where people are like, yeah, three wipes and I'm out of there. And I'm like,
nah, that's
what?
Fucking mad.
I'm never doing
that. Or the other one that I think is you have the stinky asshole for sure is when people go, yeah, I take a shit and then just jump in the shower.
That's gross.
What?
Straight?
Yeah, they don't wipe. They just go, no, I'm having a shower. I'm just
unless you've got
shower.
A bidet, sure.
What are you doing? Just use the TP, brother.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Crazy. Anyway. Enough about this fucking disgusting garbage. Let's talk about more disgusting garbage. Luke, it's been a while since we've checked in on your bin, mate.
Yeah, I forgot to put it out last week. I'm in a bit of a crisis, but that's not a you problem, so why are you bringing it up?
No, okay. So correct me if I'm wrong, but after the infamous lasagna situation that was brewing when you moved in, has there ever been a mass cleaning or like a really in-depth cleaning of any kind in that bin?
No.
I'm going to present something to you that I'd be willing to put myself on the line for you. Okay. Something's come up in my life, a sort of circumstantial situation that I've had nothing to do with, but kind of opened my eyes to something that I could provide for my dear friend. Mum comes home from work the other day and she says to me, oh my God, I've won a competition. Oh. And I said, oh, what the
Jules?
Hell? Jules. Jules, yep. Listener of the show, often reviews the show. She's about 20 episodes behind.
She won a competition.
6 months, yeah. She'll listen to this and know, oh, yep.
Let's go.
Sorry.
Sexiest Mama Zeta competition. Isn't she back to back? Sorry, I'm just trying to get a bit of...
I apologize for the high, and this is my fault. This is why I'm apologizing for it. I've brought a lot of poo discussion to the pod lately.
That's right.
And I know that's probably not Julie's cup of tea.
No.
Or cup of shit, if you will.
yeah.
And I apologize that.
Yeah.
For that, Julie.
That's
and,
okay.
I'll try and refrain. What about 4 episodes, no poo chat? I can't promise that for
I was
going
to say,
we can't
promise anything like that. Anyway, that's all right. She'll get to it.
Based
she'll
on
make
our
it
Spotify reviews, every episode is shit. So.
Yeah.
So true. There's
chocolate
no.
Chocolate pod.
Get your shit pod. Shit pod's only $2.99. Beetroot's having a killer. Always all that little we'd get into weird territory there.
Yeah, let's move on. Anyway, Jules comes over and she goes, I've won a competition. I said, oh, pray tell, what's this all about? What's the competition? Now, Jules, she's a 6-year-old woman. She's
60.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
She loves the old timey media format. She listens to the radio quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And her favorite show to listen to is the Christian O'Connell show.
Great show.
With Jack Post.
Jack Post on it. Shout out Jack Post. Shout out Christian O'Connell. Very funny show. She has it on occasionally. I listen to it. Now, they're doing this running bit on their show where Kyle and Jackie O are moving down to Melbourne and jumping on the same network as them. And they're doing this bit where apparently their marketing budget's been taken away.
Yeah.
So instead of running billboards, they're doing these things called bin boards where they're going to slap an advertisement.
I
on
saw
the
this.
Bin. Did you see this?
Yeah, because I follow Jack on socials.
Yeah, that's And so Jules entered it, first time she's entered anything. And the thing was like, give us a phrase or something to do with the bins. And she wrote, she was super proud of it. She goes, I really been a fan of the show since the start.
Yeah. That's great.
Well done, mate. Jules.
So Christian,
can she start writing for me? That's good stuff. Yeah.
Christian thought the same because she got her sticker. Now, not only did she win the sticker, but she won a mobile bin cleaning service in depth.
Ooh.
Now, here's what I'm thinking.
I need to enter this competition?
No.
Oh.
No need to enter the competition because I already know someone who's won it. So there's already one bin that needs to be cleaned.
Oh, you ought to do a switch out? And your mum thinks it's... I love this. And because your mum won't hear this because she's 20 episodes
exactly,
behind.
Exactly, that's what I was going
to
say.
By the time the switch outs happen, I'm going to have a clean bin and she's not going to realise she's been duped.
For all she knows, you could have another entire fucking lasagna in that bin, but it would have already been cleaned 6 months prior.
I'm going to start concocting a new atomic waste site.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude, it sounds like what you've been consuming, you'll have plenty of things to put in that bin that's stinky and gross. So... Yeah, it's apparently it's like a full what's the word, like when you, what do they call it? You know when they have those crazy cleaning services?
It's called like a deep
industrial
clean.
Deep clean. That's what it is. It's like a fucking next level clean.
Is
of
that
the bin.
Just a guy with a hazmat suit and a Karcher? Like, what are they doing to it?
Not 100% sure.
Is it a fire hose they take to a fire station and just? Nuke it?
They got
a,
I don't know. I think they do it in the street.
I got a shot at the fire hose once in school. Yeah.
What was it? Okay.
It's, I've never felt that powerful. Like, because also I've never shot a gun though. So it was like, it's like the Australian equivalent of like what Americans must feel with their freedom every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do that at school?
No. Nah.
You get to have go to the local fire station. They just
no. We had the local fireys come to our school and like drive into the oval and stuff. And then we got to
drive. Just sit in the truck.
Sit in the truck, drive around in the truck.
Yeah, okay.
Wild that they entrusted just random blokes to drive kids around one by one, like around a block.
Different times.
Different times, yep. 2008.
No, we got to turn the camera back or is it dead? That's dead.
I have no idea. You guys keep talking. Let me check.
Just while he's gone,
yeah.
Has he been really fucking annoying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it up. No, but I was going to bring it up.
Mm.
And then he offered me this like bin stuff,
yeah.
Which I could feels like a good personal gain for me.
What are you guys talking about?
Are you still here?
Yeah, I just was going to. I need to get an SD card, so I'm just going to walk away for a couple seconds. Is that all right?
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
mate.
You cool. Go.
No worries.
You're not talking about anything about me or anything?
No.
I've been going through a pretty rough patch lately, and I just don't think my self-esteem can handle you guys whispering things about me behind my back.
Oh, we couldn't tell. Anyway,
okay, no, well, I'm gonna walk away now, so just don't say anything too crazy, right?
Okay. Good luck, mate.
Thanks for doing that for the show and getting the SD card mid-episode as well.
Yeah. He does SD. Suck dick. The only thing keeping me... the only reason I think we haven't kicked him off the pod yet is because his mum is sexy mama's eater 2 years running.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Julie, if you're listening, love ya.
I think he's coming back.
Hey! There he is.
He was just doing Dobby stuff again.
Yeah.
Oh, more Dobby.
More Dobby. Yeah.
Was it funny?
Yeah.
Was the first time funny? It's like, who am I to judge funny?
Yeah. Well, for the original, I had writers really helping me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, meta AI. Anyway, sorry guys, I'm back. Hope nothing crazy was said about me. Listen to and edit this episode back. If I cry, my therapist will be the first one to call you guys.
Great.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, the bin cleaning. Yeah, that I was going to organise for you.
I think you're bluffing. I know you can't afford a therapist.
Fuck.
What a fucking low blow that was. That felt dirty as it came out. Mate, can I get my fucking gob industrial cleaned? I'm sorry about that. Gob
industrial. Mate, for fucking Meg's sake, I might just bend you over and industrial clean your fucking sphincter.
Oh.
Do you reckon Meta AI would be a good therapist? You reckon you could just go at Meta AI? I've been really struggling lately with my... I'll check it out for next week.
I think it would tell you that it's not a source that you should be going to.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. But yeah, I'm thinking about this industrial cleaning, man. If there's some way for you to transport your bin to my house for the switch out,
yeah,
I think it'd be... I'd be happy to accommodate that.
I don't even know if I'm comfortable putting my bin in the car.
That was the only issue.
Or, like, I would have to, like, seal it, like, tape it up.
Yeah.
I could not run the risk of the lid opening in my car.
Oh.
And that's coming from a guy who woke his girlfriend up recently from his own scent. So I have a pretty low bar for like gross shit.
Mm. Yeah, it's a risky maneuver.
I love that though. Thank you for thinking of me.
No worries. Well, I'll keep you updated. I'll let you know when it gets closer to the date of the cleaning and if you think there's a method of transportation.
I reckon again. I met the old neighbours the other week.
You think you met them?
But I don't know if I did. I was doing some weeding outside my house at night. I'm weird. I just operate at weird times. There's a street light in front of our house. So I started, I was like, I could go out there and do the weeds now. I can see the weeds.
That's...
So it's like nighttime and there's maybe like 7 p.m. It's not late.
Okay, yeah.
And
that's not a weird time to be doing things outside.
Noise-canceling headphones on. Then I just hear, oh my God, hey. And then I turn around and like take one AirPod out, look around, and it's like two people I don't think I've ever seen in my life. Well, it's a bit dark, but I don't recognize them.
What the hell?
And I go, oh, hi. Sorry, what? And they went, all right. And they waved. And then they went, oh, that's, yeah. And then they just kept walking. And
what?
I like rattled me. I was like, what was that?
And what a horrific experience.
And then the only thing I think of is I found out that they'd moved nearby. And who else do I know in the neighborhood that like, I'm like, they know who I am maybe, but not because I'm living at their house. So they're like, that's it. Because I've been messaging her about like, just like some letters have come. So I've been like messaging.
So it's the person who used to live in your house.
Yes. And I think the reason why they think they could be like, oh, hey, is because we've had a bit of correspondence about, but I don't know who I'm messaging.
Yeah, right.
I just know it's the previous owner.
Yeah.
Weird. Why would you in that situation ever address someone else in the manner that they did?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's why I couldn't figure out who it was. And I think it was the... And then the first thing I thought of after that was like, they're the fucking turd lasagna people. I'm like, they're the ones who messed up my bin.
Oh,
and I wish I'd have said something. In the moment, I was so rattled by it. I was going to call out, like, you fucking ruined my bin.
You stunk like, out my house.
But I was like, it's so dumb because they know where I live.
Yeah.
Because they used to live there.
Yeah, they can drop another bio-nuclear attack on you if they wish.
I'm sure they're lovely people. I'm convinced after corresponding with them that they didn't know that that was the case.
Yeah, that's maybe.
But how could you not?
Mia and I are watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. She'd never seen it before.
That's the Larry David show.
Larry David show, funniest show of all time.
Did it just end?
It did just end, yeah.
That's been going this whole time?
Yeah, for like 24 years, yeah.
Wild.
Well, I mean, there's been a season occasionally. There's like 10 or 11 seasons all up.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, funniest show ever. And now since watching it again, whenever I hear stories like that, I just think of like how Larry David would respond. That's like a situation he would find himself in.
Yeah.
Like how people like that reel? The way they talked to you, like as if you would know who the fuck they were.
Well, maybe I did know them. Maybe it was someone else. I don't know who. The only people I know who live around us are our friends Stefan and Taylor.
And it wasn't them.
And it wasn't them, and they wouldn't have been walking
exactly.
At night.
Yeah, you got curbed, man. You got curbed hard. Yeah,
weird.
It is weird to walk past them and go, oh, hey.
And then when they go like, hi, and they just go, all right. And you just go, what?
Yeah. Clarify.
I thought I did something weird because I had the headphones on and made me feel rattled.
Yeah.
I have another update, by the way. I don't want it's an apology, really.
Oh.
And I think you've clearly forgotten about it too. Remember I was going to was thinking about getting back into the sex work industry?
Oh.
How could I forget?
Completely for what we all did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely forgot to message the guy back.
Oh, no.
And 15 minutes before the marathon... Before I went to the toilet, I talked about how my marathon went last week if you want to go listen to that. But I like was trying to find the DM. That was what I was doing 15 minutes before the race started, trying to find this horny guy to see if he wanted my socks. I couldn't locate the DM.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got a message from him 15 minutes before and it just says, stink him up for me, baby. And then it says view photo. You click on it and it's you from like a balcony window somewhere kilometers away. It's just like fucking watching you.
That would have made my job much easier.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't find the person.
You wouldn't have to ship. You could just hand him over.
Yeah.
And now I've got two or three.
Cash on pickup.
Now I get a few messages about my feet though, but I'm pretty sure they're just from podcast people.
Yeah, they're copycat killers.
So I don't know who the original, and I don't really know what to do.
You,
and I feel like I've let down our community because I'm sure that would have been a fun update.
No, well, they've ruined it for themselves.
No, well, that actually, you can take this as a downset or like a setback. no, no, no. This is an opportunity. Let's congregate the people in one location.
Yep.
Let's auction this shit off.
Ooh.
Highest bidder.
The sweaty socks.
I think they've already gone through the wash. I'm going to have to do another marathon.
You have to, just for that case. Yeah. Jeez. Maybe in...
But I was putting on my socks before the race and went, oh.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to sell these on the internet to a stranger. Fuck.
Well, what? Okay, how about this? Can you... Do you reckon... When's the next... Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I'll do one for probably a year.
Okay, maybe not a marathon, but when's the next time you're going to do a real fuck-off long run?
Honestly, probably for a while. I'm overseas for like the rest of the year.
What are the chances? This episode comes out on Wednesday the 16th, I think. The Sydney live show is Saturday the 18th. That math is way off. Wednesday the 15th. Saturday the 18th. What are the chances of you squeezing in some physical activity before then? We auction it off live.
I don't think... A, that is what we should be doing at our live show, auctioning off my stinky socks. I also don't think there's going to be enough horn dogs in our regular BLT crowd that will want the said stinky socks. Who's going to publicly, like, that's such an anonymous, mate, like, send me socks is so anonymous.
Mate, firstly...
Who's standing behind that in public? I'm like, yeah, I'll take him. 150.
All right. Well, okay. If you want to come to the Sydney BLT live show and you want to purchase Luke's sweaty socks, come in a mask.
Yeah, come in a mask. Mate, there's going to be 150 plus feral little BLT heads in that room in Sydney. They're going to be, not only are they going to be horny for some laughs, horny for some tunes, but some of them, no doubt, will be horny for some dog sweat.
And what's the money going towards?
Just us, just me, man.
Oh, actually, no.
Well, here's your thing too.
I've got it. Yep. I've got the cause. The money for your socks goes to...
Tyler's therapy.
Way too expensive.
Yes, it could fall under the same bracket. Flights and a comm to Las Vegas on April 19th and 20th next year for WrestleMania 41.
That would cure my mental illness.
Wouldn't it? That's therapy.
Clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
Mental thrillness, more like. Hey. That would be. So I think that's the first step in our saving for our... BLT holiday next year to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
How many socks do I need to sell to get BLT to WrestleMania?
Oh my God, this is the greatest project we've started on the pod yet.
Brother, based on the fucking horniness of your DMs, two socks.
Not even two, it's one.
No,
pair.
One sock per night of WrestleMania.
What do you reckon flights to Las Vegas are from Melbourne?
Probably like 19 socks. If I'm being realistic.
That's the metric of finance we've used to measure.
Yeah.
When I'm at KFC, I'm like, a quarter of a sock. Those zingers are going up.
Oh, that's a heel. Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, three toes for a whopper?
Well, you know, the big one or pinky toe? Oh, not the popcorn chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the difference in your correspondence to my correspondence in the DMs is just on a different range. All of my DMs are...
I think you're too young to be horned upon.
Thank you.
I think you're too cute.
I don't know. Wait till Drake gets a hold of this podcast.
Then we
might beg to differ.
Yeah.
But my DMs just...
you're going to have a different demographic of horny people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
once they go through puberty, they'll be horned up.
Yeah. What's your DMs?
My DMs are all just, hey, Blake, you look like this guy. And then it's just the most generic white cunt with a shit mullet and or bald cut you've ever seen in your entire life. But today I actually got one that I think looks genuinely like me.
Ooh, that's everyone's DMs.
No,
Tyler gets told he looks like Jack Black.
Really?
I again, told you not to bring that up on here.
Sorry.
So now I fucking add another sock to that mental health bill. Fucking piece of shit.
All right, we're not going to the WrestleMania pre-show. All right. But I got one today. It was like, Blake's child doppelganger. I need to know if Blake was cast in the hit show Dexter as a young serial killer Dexter found in the storage container full of blood. You simply cannot argue that the resemblance is not uncanny. And I looked up the kid. And just if for anyone listening, because this is more of a visual gag for you boys, look up young kid found in storage container Dexter TV show. And the first image that pops up is this little cunt.
Oh, that's you. Is that not a childhood photo of you?
No, it's not. But I can pull up a childhood photo of me.
That looks exactly like you.
Yeah.
If that kid was wearing a John Cena shirt, you couldn't convince me that wasn't
you. Yeah.
Because I'm also being taken away by police for my parents buying that shirt for me. Child Protective Services.
What the hell? That kid does look eerily like you. Mm.
Did you see the one of the AFL footballer? I don't know his name. He plays for GWS.
Is this the one that you sent me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. And I just went on the call. I thought it was you on my feed.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there's another comedian in Australia. I thought it was your clip the other day.
What?
Elliot from Newcastle.
Elliot Stewart?
Yep. He posted a clip and...
Well, he looks like Blake.
No, he couldn't be me. He's
in the
funny.
Clip, he dabbed. And I was like, wow, was Blake dabbing on stage? And then I was like, I was walking in the street.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's not Blake. Another guy we know who does stand up. But, you know, you see a crowd of a clip and it was just like a little... It was a little twinky white boy on stage doing...
I did that with fucking you the other day, actually.
Who was it?
I was just like scrolling through and I was like, fucking hell, what's that, Luke? And then I clicked and I was like, nah, damn Rosario.
Okay, I don't look anything like him. He's Indian.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
That was the joke.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no one would get that. Because no one... Yeah, okay. No.
I mean, I did the same thing. I was scrolling through Instagram and I was like, what the fuck? Luke and Blake did a pod without me and it was just... Idris Elba was on Terry Crews' pod and fuck.
Which one was Terry Crews and which one was Idris Elba?
You can judge the judge and be the best of the face.
He had a go at a sentence, didn't you?
I tuned out about 10 minutes ago. Anyway, back to me being a fucking sick cunt friend. You boys might remember, I've earned a bit of a reputation on this podcast for giving back to my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
No, when?
Massively.
Don't just agree.
There is
stuff.
Evidence.
You're so agreeable.
Yeah, because it's true.
Name one instance where he's given something back to you.
Continue.
You can.
No, well, maybe you just continue.
Well, segment is clearly called Tyler Gives Back Part 2.
Yeah, what was part one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me continue my introduction.
Remind us.
And see along the way where you remember
how
wrapped you were with what you received from my giving back. I've earned myself a reputation because I've gone to the trouble of putting my co-hosts out in ways into the world where they could maybe win things. Similar to Jules won the bin competition.
Oh.
Similar, you know, I've entered you guys into positions, put you guys in spots where you could maybe...
We were wrong. He has given back.
I have.
Yeah, I mean, I still get a lot of emails from Zamprero's now.
Yeah, but yeah. I to this day have received nothing.
But you received something, didn't you?
I did.
What'd you receive?
I received my tortilla blanket.
Exactly. Exactly, boys.
One time Tyler won a promotional tortilla blanket for Blake.
One time Zambrero's. I was getting lunch at Zamprero's. They had a competition where they said, put your details in. You know, your name, your email, your phone number, your license number, your bank BSB and account numbers.
Birth certificate,
credit card information and security code on the back and expiry date.
Mum's maiden name,
first street you lived on.
Semen sample.
Yeah. All of which I had on hand and ready to go for Luke and Blake. So I submitted those. This time, look, I don't want to say I've upped the ante and maybe gone to something better. But boys, let's just say you may be repping and or dripped out in everyone's favorite fizzy drink brand very shortly because you guys are in the running not only for Pepsi Max labeled headphones, cooler bag, bucket hat and t-shirt, but also, let me just find the
image.
So
you read you walked past a sign that said thirsty for merch and you went, that's me.
Exclusive personalized Pepsi bomber jacket, only 50 available.
Oh,
that is simply the worst bomber jacket
I've
ever seen.
You'd be pretty chuffed with that win, wouldn't you, boys? As a what a thank you from me to you, fellas. So I want you guys to know.
I will be giving that back.
No, you won't. You'll cherish that. What do you mean? That's a great prize. You guys will be stoked.
How many times did you enter us? Just the once?
No, that wouldn't be very kind of me, would it?
How long did you stay there filling in our details?
Me got pretty frustrated. The time being spent at the Woolworths.
You're like, I'm single, but there's a bomber jacket on the way.
It was double digits. I entered each of
you. So are we going to be, when do we find out if we won?
I actually have no idea. I didn't read the TNCs. I was too excited. I just didn't even read the paperwork. Just put the details in. Just kept doing that, looping it.
I'm surprised Pepsi is still doing that. This, by the way, I haven't watched the documentary, but I know of a documentary.
Okay.
Apparently, I think it was in the early 2000s or late 90s.
Yep.
Pepsi ran a competition where you could earn like Pepsi points and the for whatever reason they advertised that the main prize was like a fighter jet. And for whatever reason, someone got this many Pepsi points or something like that. This is, again, I haven't watched the documentary.
Really?
So I probably should have before I explain this. That's but then there was this massive court case of the guy who won the fighter jet being like, give me my fighter jet. And I think, I don't really know what the outcome is. Maybe I'll watch the documentary.
Maybe you should.
But the reason why I bring it up is I'm surprised they're going back into like the giving away. Because after the fighter jet incident, surely they go, no more prizes, guys.
Yeah.
We're not doing prizes at Pepsi.
Leonard v. PepsiCo. That's the case.
Well, I just know for a fact that there's going to be a Pepsi court case in about 6 months with us three boys being like, give me my fucking bomber jacket. Give me my snapback.
If you did win a fighter jet, wouldn't that just be a burden? It's like Mr. Beast prizes. Like, if you don't have a place to put something, it's like, what do you want this for? It's like, do you have to pay for like a rent at an airport hangar somewhere?
Probably. Yep.
Yeah, you can't put that in your backyard.
Nah.
I don't really understand those prizes where you're like, you could win a boat and you're like, yeah, this is cool if I have a garage, but what about if you live in an apartment?
Yeah.
You don't want a boat?
Maybe not.
Oh, I live in Tamworth. Fuck.
Oh, because there's no way to drive the boat.
No.
Yeah.
No water anywhere.
Yeah. I live in Tamworth. Fuck. Calculator. What am I going to do with that? I don't know what numbers are. Maths. Who's doing that?
Nice. Because yeah. They're like, it's like a lower socioeconomic area, so you're calling them poor and dumb. That's funny, dude.
No, yeah, thank you. No,
they're cashed
they're,
up.
They're cashed huh? up, man.
Cashed
they're
up and dumb
just,
as fuck.
Just dumb white people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what. So what else was on there? So I saw the bomber jacket, snapback.
Bucket hat, headphones.
Any chance to win a Pepsi?
No Pepsi on offer.
Yeah, you think that's what they'd be giving out?
Well, if you're thirsty for merch... Maybe that run a TV ad, put it in the summertime on there. B, are you thirsty merch?
Thirsty for merch?
Yeah.
Good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. You should be in marketing.
Yeah, I should.
So we excited about Sydney this weekend?
Is that this weekend?
Big show coming up. Yeah, the live show. Get your tickets right now. There was 40 tickets left. It's probably less now. That was a week and a half ago.
See, part of my game plan for blank face shows is to not think about it because... I just want to be in the moment.
Well, this is my last chance. I've been thinking about it because it's my last chance to nail the solo in Holiday.
I know that you've been thinking about it too at an excess, which is why I've even thought about it even less because I know how much you're thinking about it for me.
Well, I had a problem of not thinking about it and about a week ago I realized, oh shit, this is less than a week. So I picked up the guitar again. I will admit I forgot the solo. I had to look up the tab and then I remembered it again.
Yeah, I've been doing vocal warm-ups all week.
Good.
Yeah.
So you're ready?
Just doing like Benedict Cumberbatch's A Feminist Lumberjack, just so the lips are tender, my tongue's moving.
But you're just going for like four in a row hot streak of nailing it each show.
Yeah.
That's annoying. So I'm going for my one chance of glory. There's a lot more pressure riding on me. Yeah.
Well, at this point, mate, last week we would have already had the Melbourne Blankface show where you had your last shot at rehearsal. Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
I'm assuming I nailed it.
I have never been prouder of someone in my life.
Because I haven't been playing guitar much lately, I will admit, does this happen to you as like a musician? I get to like, I don't know, like the second chorus and my wrist gets really sore.
Personally, my wrist is probably the strongest part of my body. So,
yeah.
No, I don't experience that whatsoever.
Does that actually not happen to you on stage?
No, especially not on stage, no.
Like the hand that goes on the fretboard?
Yeah, the one that's
that
curled.
That wrist doesn't get sore?
No, never. No.
Weird.
Yeah.
Not one bit. No, well, I mean, the thing is, when you rock as hard as I do, you have to do one-arm push-ups to make sure that wrist is strong enough to withstand the face melting guitar solos and what have you that come with a rock and roll set. Yeah.
It was really fucked up at the Blank Face live show when you fucked up at rehearsal. So you just spread hole to distract everyone.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. Hey, we all spread hole from time to time.
Yeah, there but at least mine was nice and clean. I wiped too much.
It was a bit bloodied.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It was raw.
It happens. Yeah, yeah, I think the Sydney live show is going to be the best thing. The best thing that anyone in that room will experience.
It's actually pretty cool you're doing a live band gig in another state. This will be the first time ever.
Mm. Yeah, first time ever. Blankface band's going interstate. It's going to be huge. The boys are very excited.
Well, I can't wait.
What about you, Lucky? Can you wait?
Yeah, because I probably think I need a little more rehearsal time. So,
well,
but I'll be ready.
Mate, you got to do what you got to
do. I'll actually try really hard. And if I stuff it up, I'm just going to say I was sick. Or what excuse did I make up for the marathon again? Yeah, I was sick.
That you didn't take the laxatives like I told you to. Maybe you should lax up before the BLT gig.
Yeah.
You could shit your pants on stage. You could be the first one.
That's an event I'm happy to lax up for. I can lax up before the live show.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Very excited.
How's Darwin, by the way?
Darwin was great. Dude, Darwin's so nice.
Yeah.
I love Darwin.
Underrated spot.
And people were asking, where are you staying? I was like, I'm staying in like near whatever bit I was staying in. They were like, oh, that's not even the nice part of Darwin. And I was like, this is already really nice. Like Darwin's great. I've never thought of Darwin as like a place to go. But then I got there and I was...
Nah, it's good. Every time we go there, I have
really
a great
like
time.
Darwin, well,
I've never been to the Northern Territory before. But I don't know. I just thought, when I think of Darwin, I don't think... It's the same vibes as Townsville in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like just not really a city, but is a city. Yeah, but there's kind a lot of like some more. It's like a big, it's like
beach
a bit like Geelong,
something.
But a bit hotter.
No, but there's a lot more touristy things with like it's like you can go down to Kakadu National Park. There's crocodile parks. Mm. There's like unique to Darwin things.
Yeah.
And which of those touristy things did you
do?
Well,
we did none of that. We went to the pub.
Yeah. The pubs are great.
We went to Lola's Pergola.
That's a ripper pub.
Yep. Vibbo had three drinks and then he's like, fuck, I'm blind, boys.
Yeah, that was where I saw dildo racing.
At Lowell's Pergola?
No, that was at a place called Monsoons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We went to
Ladies Night where I saw the little pin dick stripper band. I felt bad for him.
We went to Monsoons as well later on in the night. We started off.
We coming to Monies?
Yeah,
everyone after the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, we are.
When's your Darwin show, Blakey?
Oh, I said, oh,
fuck it. I fucking missed it.
And that was the whole night. No, but we started at this really cool Irish pub called Shenanigans. People call it Shags. $7 pints.
Someone messaged me, why is Blake looking weird or something like why is Blake sitting there looking weird and shy at Shenanigans? And I didn't know what they were talking about.
I'm just asking why it was Blake at Shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, when would we have been sitting down? We were watching the football for the first hour and a half.
Hey, man, I think that was someone on Instagram trying to tell me that they saw you. And if you do see Blake at the Wild Guys,
come and pat me.
That or keep it to your fucking self.
Yeah.
God. Why is the first thought?
If there's anyone who doesn't give a fuck what Blake's doing right now, and I mean this in the nicest possible way,
no, that's
it's
so
me.
Yeah.
I see you enough. I don't care what you're doing in Darwin. I'm not your mum.
No, that is really weird for a stranger to be like, fuck, there's Blake Pavey. Better tell Lukey about it.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that is a weird thought of,
Like people see Tyler and, oh, I just saw Tyler. I wonder if Luke knows.
Better tell Lukey about it, eh?
Oh, the other day, like when I was in Darwin, one of my mates from Corowa texted me and they were like, mate, just fucking saw Tyler. And I was like, whereabouts? I was like, at the pub. And I was like, all right. He's like, yeah, I was telling him. I'll listen to the pod.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's a little different. That's different because you're his friend and he's like, that's a thing you have in common now.
Yeah, but.
Maybe. It was pretty random. And
I do that with people. If I go, I saw your brother the other day. That was weird.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Everyone does
messes them out of the blue? Is it
No, I would only do that.
What if it's like a friend from high school that you hadn't seen since high school? Would you be like, hey, I saw your mate the other
day? Like, for example, I did like a brand deal shoot yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was seeing at lunch at a cafe, and Aaron, who's coming with us to the UK, he's going to be the videographer when we're over there. I saw his girlfriend.
Right.
Now, I said hi to her, and I was like, oh, well, it's Sophie, Aaron's girlfriend, right? We met a couple of weeks ago. And I will not tell Aaron that unless, A, he brings it up to me, or if I see him, I'll be like, oh, I saw Sophie.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to get any way to message him.
No, I wouldn't message him.
No.
And when I saw this guy, he was like, I was leaving because I went and gone to my brother's suit fitting. He's getting married. He's having like a suit fitting day. And he was like, I really want my brothers to be there for that. And I said, no worries. Was leaving the pub after having lunch and the dude's holding the door in for all of his mates. And I'm walking, I'm like, oh, thank you, mate. And he's like, and I was like, fuck,
he would have done that.
I
remember he did that at my 21st as well. Like, when, you know, the really weird, like, short, narrow staircase at wherever the fuck we had my 21st.
Yeah.
Whatever bar it was. And he comes up to me, he's like, Blake. And I was like, yes. And he was like, that's Luke, yeah? And I was like, yeah, yes, it is. And he's like, what will happen if I like say hello to him? I was like, I don't know,
he might even say hi back.
Yeah. I was literally,
you're
I was
like, try your luck, brother.
Yeah.
I was like, can't he? Will he probably won't bite. You can probably go up.
No,
to
he's like, and then I had humans. He like communicates and he'll make eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know you're from Corowa, but like once you get out, you have to fucking graduate from this level. And then I had to like drag him over and be like, Bailey, this is Luke.
Oh, I remember Bailey. He's nice.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's a very sweetheart. One of my best friends in the whole world. But I just remember I dragged
him. Doing him dirty right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And I dragged him over. I was like, Bailey, this is Luke. And Luke was like, hey, mate, how you going? He's like, yeah, good.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He goes to me, he's like, Tyler, I listen to the pod. I love the pod. I was like, oh, thanks, man. He goes, I'm one of Blake's friends. We met at Spilt Milk. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, man. I met a lot of people. What was your name again? He's like, oh, it's Bailey. Fucking. And I was like, oh, nice to meet you, bro. And then he walked away and everyone was like, who the fuck? Like, my friend's like, who the fuck was that? I was like, dude, that was Bailey. He's a legend.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, back to shenanigans. Yeah, if you're listening to this, if you saw me at shenanigans, talk to me.
Just
if
say
you
hello.
See me, just say, g'day, Blake. I'll probably be like, g'day, how are you?
Yeah.
Wild. But shenanigans was really fun. But I didn't realise Darwin was so, like, expat-y. Like, so many Brits and so many Americans
it's
there.
It's like a military town.
Yeah. The Northern Territory overall is a lot of Americans living there.
Yeah. A lot of Americans there, a lot of Brits there. Mm. We actually saw, like, a lot of weirdly racist shit there. For, like, a town that has, like, a higher indigenous population, that, like... We like they were letting the biggest fuckheads into this place.
Yeah.
Me, Vibu, Mitch included.
Right? Dude, it's the most racist place I've ever been.
That's it's you know what's
oh,
funny?
Dude, we like oh yeah, you go.
I was gonna say, it's funny in Australia how oftentimes the places with the most indigenous Australian populations are the most racist.
Yeah, well they were letting
who would have thought?
Yeah, the biggest pieces of shit just like off their head, gacked off their face. There was a music festival on that day. Mm. People were just rolling in. Obviously on drugs, like MDMA, a lot of cokeheads there, people trying to get in fights.
Yeah.
All white people got in without even getting ID'd. Two just like normal, like they were just two indigenous dudes. They were like, nah, sorry boys, not tonight. And then I saw them walk away. Me and Vibu both clocked it. The bouncer just like looked at the other bouncer and started doing the like, when you like started shooing his nose.
Just going,
smelling. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucking mental, man. Yeah, Jesus. This country is so fucking gross and racist. Still fucked this
But I don't want to say that was everybody in Darwin. Everybody in Darwin was actually very lovely. We went to Monsoons.
You're white, mate. So.
Yeah. They're nice to me.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. You're like, I had a good time anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I wonder why that is. Yeah. You got let in everywhere.
Yeah. I actually nearly didn't get let in. Got ID'd and then he was sus on my ID because it's.
You borrowed someone else's ID.
No, he looked at my ID and he was like, why does it? Because it says like $0 license fee. And he was like, why does it say $0 license fee? And I was like, because my license was free. And he was like, nah, mate.
Do you get a free license because of.
When you convert over to a new license, if you got a clean driving record, you get a, I think it's free.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, maybe no one has a clean driving record in Darwin, so he's not used to seeing
it. Yeah. He's like, what is this?
I don't even know, where does it say that on your license?
It says,
have a New South Wales license still, don't
you? Well, if the Victoria police are listening, no, it's Victorian and has been for years since I moved here. Yeah, but it says license fee, zero.
Yeah, so I don't think we have that on our...
No, we don't.
No, we didn't have that on our license.
Yeah, but then I was like, oh, I got a digital ID. And then he was like, oh, right, bring it up. And then I got let in.
That's so
yeah, goofy. And then Monsoons were there. And the whole time we were in Monsoons, they were like, all right, guys, 20 minutes, Peking Duck are playing at Monsoons. And we were like, what the fuck? Let's go. And then they get up there and it was one member of Peking
Duck.
I just saw Duck. No Peking whatsoever. And then he
saw off-peak Duck.
Yeah, it was a low point.
Yeah, and then they get up. It was like one or two of them. And then they play no Peking duck. They just got on like a Spotify playlist and started playing like club tunes.
They don't even play like any of the, like, take me over.
Nah.
I've seen them live a bunch. They're sick.
They are sick. And that's why we were so excited. And then we got up there and it was shit.
That stinks.
Not because of them, but because, you know, they just put on a Spotify playlist. Maybe. But I love Peking duck.
But you just didn't see them at their peak.
No.
No, dude, that's pretty cool, man. It sounds like a fun night in Darwin.
Yeah, it was. The show was good. Thank you to everybody who came out. It was a very fun show.
Did you do much drinking?
Oh,
he's never done that.
No. I didn't think so. No. Did anyone in the touring party, any people in suits, usually maybe not to embarrass anyone or get too specific, did anyone fall asleep next to the toilet bowl that night?
Maybe in their birthday suits. And I won't name names, but I maybe tried to wake him up because I really needed to pee. And I was like,
"There was
man in suit. Man in suit." And he was like, "Ugh." And kind of opened his eyes, closed him again. And I was just like, he was not even going to notice if I piss right now. And I just pissed within a meter of his head.
All I know is that there was a few things that entered the work chat, which we have a chat, believe it or not, that is exclusively no memes. We have two chats because we have one that's actually for work stuff.
Yep.
And you're not even in that because that's because it's actually for work. Yeah. So we don't even.
And I'm not.
One's called
my
work
forte.
That is purely everything is above board. The occasional funny little moment, but it's all. It's got the finance team. It's got the suits.
And one's called what? Cheers to emoting on
sweaty something.
Sweaty.
That's right. For general discourse.
And that's got Blake in it, and it still has some of the suits in it. But the suits take those suits off when they're in that chat.
Yeah.
And there was some crazy
dude. There was some smart casual. I would say borderline objectively horrific behavior happening that night in the work chat. I woke up the next morning reading things and like
in the work chat.
Yeah, you weren't even this chat. I'm reading things in the morning. I was like, that's not even appropriate to post in the other chat.
What was in the other chat?
Oh, I won't tell you. I'll tell you later. But yeah, there was some things in that chat. I was like, oh, boys had a big night in Darwin.
Yeah.
And then there was a pic that came through of you boys on the way home on that flight. And
Oh
man, it was grim.
Vibby looked great as always.
He did look great. It really gave me the shits.
Yeah, he looks amazing. Yeah.
Me and Mitch were struggling.
Yeah. Sad times. Well,
but it was a fun night and I don't regret it.
Okay. Would you go back to Darwin?
What's that?
Would you go back to Darwin?
I would go back to Darwin.
Maybe we can look for flights in April of next year that stop over in Darwin on their way to Las Vegas. Start selling those socks, Lukey.
Maybe we stop off in Darwin. That's how they get so sweaty in the first place.
True.
Don't even have to go for a run.
No.
I'll just go to the pub and then sell them.
Why bother?
I did this like, it just reminded me before. It's so funny. And like, I just want to say, I don't want to, you know, often we come on this podcast and we do, we throw a little shade towards, you know, the other week we called our fan base ugly and that was immature.
Was.
But
I won't apologize for it, but it was. Immature.
No. Yeah. I'm not going to take it back either.
Funny how the words immature and true are not mutually exclusive in this case.
That's true.
Now, we were doing this brand deal and it was with two other comedians, Cez, who does a lot of videos online, and Sashi, right?
Yep.
And Sashi is like a bit older than me. She's like mid-30s and her comedy is quite educational, a highbrow. Mm. She'll do jokes about like politics, and her audience, I've noticed like during the comedy festival, educated bunch of people who maybe would never ever know who I am.
Thinkers.
Put it this way, I'm not getting recognized at her shows.
No, thinkers. Yep. Thinkers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Literally like scholars go to see her show.
Yep.
Like even like politicians, like the guy, the Adam Bandt, is it the guy from the Greens party? Like literally went to see her show.
Did he really? The Bandster.
That's
what
kind of like
he's
the,
a goat.
The vibe. So we're doing this brand deal together and we're filming outside the State Library and a few people will start coming up to Sashi and going, oh, I love your comedy, blah, blah. And I was like the third or fourth person. She was like, that's so weird. I thought you would get recognized heaps, Luke, like in the street. And I was like, Sashi, where are we right now? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, we're outside the State Library. I was like, wait until we go closer towards any KFC or Hungry Jack's.
Mate.
And I swear to God, we walk inside. We start walking to the closer we got to the Melbourne Central Food Court.
You're getting swarmed.
By the end, the team had to, the film crew made an executive decision. Like, we can't film here. And I was like, go back to the state library. Trust me, no one knows who the fuck I am there.
Yeah. The dude's like, all right, guys, we're going to get on location outside the Cotton On. You're like, no! No, anywhere but Cotton On.
Literally, I was outside of fucking the Lego store pancake parlor and a KFC. I'm like, God, this is exclusively my three main interests.
Yeah. Brother, if there was a gander there, you would have been fucking dead.
Yeah. The Kidgelheads have proven that they can barely read a ticket link, let alone a fucking book from the library.
The film crew thought I was joking. Oh. So I said this like that. I'm like, no, like, trust me, I've never felt more famous than being in a regional KFC, haha. And then we get towards the KFC and they're like, oh, that wasn't a bit. And I was like, no.
No, it's facts.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's fats. They were, yeah, that was
good.
All right.
Wow, okay.
Sorry, no, that one was also immature.
they deserved it. Anyway, we're going to leave it there, guys.
but I just want to say thank you very much. To my fan base, because now I know exactly where to avoid.
Where to avoid you guys.
I know exactly how to, not meet you.
Exactly how to not meet you. Yeah, it's why Blakey avoids all the fucking zing pop cultures around Melbourne too. doesn't want to get swamped.
Oh, love your stuff, Blakey.
No, I'm just joshing. You guys are sweethearts. But the BLT heads, even though they're ugly and gross, pleasures to meet. Pleasures to say hello to.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Appreciate you guys.
And thank you to those people who offered me their popcorn chicken. It was a very lovely gesture.
They offered you the popcorn chicken?
Yeah, in a fucking cost of living crisis.
No. So
I can't imagine anything that I would not take less than some stranger's popcorn chicken.
I shouldn't say this on the pod.
No, say it.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't take much to convince you.
Arms twisted. Dude, look, lovely people. They're like, oh, we came down from, I'm not going to say the town, but they came down from a regional town to watch my Brisbane show last week.
Yep.
Oh, and I'm meeting after them. They go, oh, do you remember last year when the Maltesers spilled out your show? And I was like, oh, not really. They go, oh, anyway, well, I thought you'd remember and we bought you a pack of Maltesers. So here you are. And I take them and I notice that for a, you know, the box?
Yeah. Oh,
like a tub.
Yeah.
And I was like, I took it and I was like, pretty light tub. And they go, oh yeah, no, we already ate a few. I open the tub. There's like 30 left. And they've been like, anyway, you can have the rest. We're done with them. Throughout the show, they were eating the gift that they bought me.
That's awesome. Oh my God.
That's like where if you next time get recognized at the corner hotel, so I was like, Lukey, mate, got your fucking beer, mate. I hang up and just downs it till it's at the last fucking bit.
Yeah. They just leave the froth. And they're like, anyway, mate, there's your beer. Thanks. Good on you. It was
God,
awesome.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get some full tubs of Maltese. Actually, I don't want any food. When you guys bring gifts to the Sydney show, no food.
Yeah.
Make it something that I can put on my shelf. Just make it something we can put on the set even.
Hey, yeah. Even just smile and say great joke.
Yeah.
No, I want me and Blake want presents.
A card
Luke
that
doesn't
says, hey, boys, be happy with the money we've already given you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Nah, no way.
No. Boring.
Thank you very much for tuning in,
thank you very
everybody.
Much. Oh, before we go, Brisbane, you guys aren't getting a BLT show as of right now. Nothing's been locked in. But what has just been locked in is I've just added a second Brisbane show.
Let's go.
On the 2nd of August, 9:30, I believe it is, at the Tivoli. Get your tickets. First show's got pretty much no tickets left. So get your tickets for that. Blake
Pettis. Inside the Tivoli.
Sure did.
That's sick. That's a big venue.
It's a beautiful room.
Yep.
An iconic venue as well.
Yep.
Iconic. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
See you guys. See you next time.
Adios.
Another riveting episode. Stay curious and keep exploring. And see you next week on BLT. Like the sandwich.